It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. This week, a revival of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman opened in New York City, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's the fifth actor in 63 years to walk in the shoes of the blustery, beleaguered salesman Willie Loman. Each iteration of Arthur Miller's play seems to have struck a chord with audiences over that time. Here's reporter Tom Vitale.
There are lines in Arthur Miller's 1949 masterpiece that sound like they could have come right out of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Lee J. Cobb originated the role of Willie Loman on Broadway, then reprised it for a record. Here, his character tells his brother and a neighbor about his son stealing lumber from a construction site.
We get at least a dozen 6x10s worth all kinds of money.
Now, listen, if that watchman...
Oh, I gave him hell, you understand, but I got a couple of fearless characters.
Willie, the jails are full of fearless characters.
And the stock exchange.
Arthur Miller knew about the fearless characters on Wall Street. Miller was born in the Bronx in 1915 to a wealthy family. Then his father lost everything in the stock market crash of 1929. 70 years later, at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut, not far from the cabin where he wrote Death of a Salesman, Miller told me the seeds of his play grew out of the Depression.
I wrote it in 48, 47. Which was objectively the start of the biggest boom in the history of the world, probably. But it was also a time when a lot of people, including me, expected that we were going to go back into what we had been before World War II, which was a depressed country. Probably most of the population was waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Miller never tells us what Willie Loman sells. But the playwright makes it clear that his character is at the end of his career and the end of his rope. As the play opens, Loman's salary has been cut, and he doesn't know how he's going to pay his bills. Then, in the wrenching second act, his boss fires him.
I've got to see some people.
I'm talking about your father. There were promises made across this desk. You mustn't tell me. You've got people to see. I put 35 years into this firm, Howard. Now I can't pay my insurance? You can't eat the orange and throw the peel away? Man isn't a piece of fruit!
The 1949 play could not be more timely today, says New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood.
It really speaks to the current moment because we've come through this very painful recession, and the main character is a man who's devoted his life to this company for 34 years, and suddenly finds himself not only drowning in debt, but ultimately tossed out on his ear. I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to right now, unfortunately.
But audiences have always related to the plight of Willie Loman. The first Broadway revival was staged 26 years after the premiere.
It's one of the great classic pieces of all time, and for my money.
The late George C. Scott directed and starred in Death of a Salesman in 1975. Time magazine called Scott's Loman, quote, a performance of staggering impact. When his head is bowed, it is not in resignation, but like that of the bull bloodied by the picador, yet ready to charge again. In 1999, Scott said the role took a lot out of him.
It's one of the most exhausting, and I was in my, late 40s or something, playing a man 63. You want to do things that are good, things that are positive, although it is a very saddening occasion to do that play, and to do it night after night after night can break down your optimism of life.
Critic Charles Isherwood says the play also had a countercultural resonance in 1975.
The idea that the American dream is achievable for everyone, the American dream as defined by being number one or being all-powerful, is something to be strived for constantly. I think in 1975, after Watergate and Vietnam, I think there was probably a strain in the culture that was ready to take another look at these kinds of ideas.
In 1984, Broadway took another look at Death of a Salesman. Dustin Hoffman played Willie Loman, a man who has spent a lifetime on a shoeshine and a smile, striving to succeed by virtue of being well-liked, and half a lifetime drilling those values into his two sons. Willie's son Biff was played by John Malkovich.
Gee, I don't know.
Oh, don't say gee. Gee is a boy's word. A man walking in for $15,000 does not say gee.
Well, 10, I think, could be
top. Don't be so modest. You always start it too low. Walk in with a big laugh. Don't look worried. Start off with a couple of your good stories to lighten things up. It's not what you say, but how you say it.
One reason the play has struck a chord with each succeeding generation is that it's so familiar. For more than half a century, Death of a Salesman has been required reading in high school English classes. Dustin Hoffman says it was the first play he ever read.
Before I even thought of being an actor, I was in high school, and it destroyed me because I had an older brother. I had a father who was a traveling salesman, so the dynamics was very close to what I had experienced in my life up to that point. And I was actually in mourning for weeks after I read the play and refused to tell my parents why I was so sad, because I was afraid it would hurt them.
Even in the good times, during the Reagan-Bush economic boom of the 1980s, the play again resonated with audiences, says Charles Isherwood.
The idea that a man's value is measured by how big his paycheck is something that we always need to be questioning, even in times of success. And in fact, you know, when things are going well, it's maybe even more important to look at these kind of issues.
The 50th anniversary Broadway production of Death of a Salesman was staged during the economic upswing of the 1990s dot-com boom. And again, the play proved prescient.
All he has to do is go into any city and pick up a phone, and he's making his living. And you know why?
I've got to go.
Look at this boy. Without a penny to his name, three great universities are begging for him. And from there, the sky's the limit. Because it's not what you do, Ben. It's who you know. And the smile on your face, it's contacts, Ben. Contacts!
Brian Dennehy played Willie Loman in 1999. The production was a hit, but Arthur Miller said he never set out to write a popular play. He guessed that Death of a Salesman struck an emotional chord with audiences across the decades because of the central human dilemmas it explores.
The family, the relations of fathers and sons, of wives and husbands, of man to his economy and his job, aging, the anomie that the system generates, where people simply get separated from themselves and they don't know why they're alive. It seemed to have cracked the rock right down the middle.
Arthur Miller died in 2005. There's a painful irony to the current revival of his Death of a Salesman. The people the play speaks to most powerfully can't afford to spend $120 on a ticket to see it on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.